Elliot, this week in 31 Thoughts, you talk about the trade market starting to open, using players like Max Pacioretty, Evander Kane. Those are the usual suspects. Those names have been bandied about all season long. And there's always a surprise player as well. You know, last year we knew it was going to be Kevin Shattenkirk. It happened. Did it work out for Washington? No, not at all. But then trade deadline, as we've seen previous, is more about tweak deadline than it is about necessarily trade deadline. But what is holding up the market, in your estimation, right now? Given that, on trade deadline, the big moves generally aren't made. You know, Rutherford showed this in 2006. Get him in early. Get him acclimatized to your program. They won a Stanley Cup in 2006 with Carolina. What's holding things up this year?
Can I tell you something funny before I answer that question? Best text I got this week was from, after I wrote that, from a GM saying, "You're hoping it's opening up so you can stop making up garbage."
Is he right?
And I said, "You're right. You know me very well." You know, we're getting there. You know what I think? I have a theory, Jeff, that there is a team or two that a lot of other clubs want to deal with that aren't ready to do anything yet, and that's holding things up. And you want to guess who?
Well, you wrote about St. Louis, so I'm guessing it might be that one. Although when you look at prospects, Arizona, Philadelphia, other likely suspects.
Yeah, but do you think that Philadelphia thinks they can win the Stanley Cup this year?
No, that's why I think Ron Hextall is playing long game.
Okay, do you think Arizona thinks they can win the Stanley Cup this year?
You want to try saying that again with a straight face?
No. So they're playing a long game. Now, do I think Arizona would deal a prospect for a veteran player that they thought could help them for a while? They've shown some willingness to do that. But St. Louis is a team with Stanley Cup aspirations. They're a team with a lot of prospects. And I think some GMs are saying, now, Montreal's different. I think Montreal wants something more current. But I could see an Ottawa or a Buffalo saying, I'd be very curious what St. Louis would be willing to do for one of our guys.
You know, every year, I mentioned Kevin Shattenkirk for last season. Every year, there's the one obvious guy. And maybe the obvious guy this year is Evander Kane, expiring contract in Buffalo's, you know, eyes to the future. We know that's going to happen. But is there a surprise guy? Is there that one that, whoa, I didn't see that one coming. I didn't know that that guy was available. And maybe the answer is it's one of these prospects that you talk about, whether it's Robert Thomas or Jordan Kyrou or whomever from previous drafts. But is there one that comes
to
mind? You're
talking about a prospect or a player?
Well, I'm saying, is there a player? And maybe the answer is it's one of these prospects.
You know, I think that Erik Karlsson was a guy who jumped into a lot of our collective attention a couple of weeks ago. I don't necessarily think that's going to happen. I think they wait till after the season to kind of see where that stands. So I would say that he would have been the guy, but I'm not so sure he's the guy anymore. You know who I kind of wonder about is Dustin Byfuglien.
Because they've been able to win without him.
And, you know,
they made a big commitment to him, though.
They made a big commitment to him. You know, Trouba loves playing that right side, and when Byfuglien comes back, he's not there as much. I just wonder.
You think Trouba's long-term there, though, too?
I mean, it's a question.
Because I was out there a couple of years ago, and then he signed that two-year contract.
You know,
we all thought, well, he'll play this one out, and then by then they'll have a trade market for him.
Well, look, they could trade him at any time. At any time. You know, I'll tell you this. The thing I've heard a lot about Trouba is that he likes Winnipeg a lot more than people realize. The question is, A, are they going to keep him on his right side? Because we all know that that's key. And secondly, when the time comes, are they going to pay him his market value? They got two big ones to do, him and Laine. But I'll tell you this, like people who say that he doesn't like Winnipeg, I don't necessarily think that's true. I just think that, A, are they going to commit to him playing on the right side? And are they willing to pay him?
Let me float an idea to you.
Yeah.
I've talked about this one for a couple of years. I'm sure you've heard it. The idea of, you know, tent poles in the NHL season. Winter Classic is a tent pole. The draft is a tent pole. These are events that, you know, you lead up to and you build to and become big events. And I still think that the draft itself can fragment one more time, and you've seen it countless times, being on the floor. Do you think in any way it would be possible to create trade deadline day where there is one rink, one floor, 31 tables, because part of the drama of the draft is watching, hey, Ron Hextall just walked over to Pierre Dorion to talk, what are they whispering about? Let's go down to the floor and Elliot Friedman. And you create it as a TV event, and part of the TV, because in a lot of ways Twitter wins on trade deadline day, but what you get on television is you watch those conversations. You'd probably never be let into the audio of those conversations, but just to see GMs walking across the floor, or you have an indication when two phone calls are made, hey, Los Angeles is talking to Detroit right now, just to create a drama around trade deadline day. Could you ever see that?
No, not now. I wonder if in 10 or 15 years, everybody's going to have to come to the grips with the fact that that's what we're going to have to do. I do know that our company, Rogers, when they got the rights to the NHL, floated a smaller version of that.
Really?
Yes.
For trade deadline?
For trade, like, could you make trade deadline a show?
So you have a window of, say, 2 hours where everything has to get done.
Right. Or something like that. Huh. Like, nobody plays, and the trade deadline's at night, and you carry it as, like, a show that night.
And so everyone holds on to their trades, and then they get announced then? Or everyone put your phones away, no one texts, no one talks?
Well, I think that was all open to discussion, right? I think it was more like a concept. How can we make it where that happens?
See, I love that, but that just might be the TV/entertainment side of me. And I'm sure if you're an NHL general manager and you're listening to this right now, you say to yourself, I'm not going to get on a plane
It wouldn't happen like that. I don't think that was ever broached. I think it was more like right now, trade deadlines during the day. How could we make it even bigger? How could we have it at night? How could we do it in prime time where the ratings get even bigger? No games and everything gets announced at night. I do think those conversations happen.
I love that idea.
Now, I don't know how much trouble I'm going to get in because I've never run it by our bosses, but the league told me about it a couple of years ago.
Let's find out as this goes up on iTunes.
Well, let's just see if there actually is a first podcast after we've talked about this. But I'm under the impression it never went anywhere, so I think I'm okay. If I'm fired by the time this comes out on the air, you'll all understand why.
We will find out, Elliot. Wednesday, January 10th, the debut edition of 31 Thoughts, the podcast.